Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sorry, Ellen, you're gonna fucking hate it, but it sucks when you're like a fucking asshole for like years, and then, you know, I'm thinking about the water boy, like, the chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher.
And that his wife may exercise all rights to his sperm after his death.
Yo, Dad, you should lay off the social media a bit, but I'm like, you know what? He got hit in the head with a bottle. He fell down a flight of stairs. He got evicted from his own home. He had a restraining order. He couldn't see me when he was dying. Oh, and I was dying. So I'm going to let him fucking say whatever.
Let it fly. Yeah.
You know?
The risk of her actually potentially killing you by jerk off, and that's how your life ends for her? Like, what?
Yeah.
Diabolical, dude.
Yeah.
Diabolical.
Yo, you good to roll?
Yeah, like fucking spinning. I don't know why I'm not connected.
Like you clicked the link?
Yeah, it's just like doing a circle thing. Hold on. No, okay. It's finally loaded. Next. Have a great time. You never know.
Boom.
Like that. It was the keyboard.
I was recording that the whole time.
Oh, good. Good.
What's up, dude?
What up? Rough start.
Cheers. We got to get you a light.
Yeah, one of those ring lights, huh?
I mean, actually, you have one. The clip-on one that I gave you.
Yeah, we'll know how that goes. We'll be here all night.
Okay.
Next time.
All right, you ready to do this thing?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'll kick it off. Yeah, please.
All right, welcome to You Never Know, where we don't really know what we're doing, but we're going to launch into this thing.
People are sad, blinks over, sad but relieved, and now it's You Never Know because you never know.
There it is. All right, my name's Justin. This is Jake, your forever host, guest, participant. I think before we get started here, there will definitely be spoilers from Blink. So if you haven't listened to Blink yet, go check that out. Listen to the whole thing all the way through episode 14. Otherwise, you're going to get spoiled. And yeah, so you never know.
I don't think it'll ruin it for them, though. Do you?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We haven't said anything yet.
Oh.
So let's figure out what we talk about, and then that'll dictate if it's, you know. All right. So first and foremost, here's what we're going to do on this pod. Jake is going to, there's still so much going on as we speak. We're going to bring on people from the podcast, add wild takes, and have so much more to say. We're going to bring on people that weren't on the podcast that still have things to say. And then we're also going to tell, crazy stories from other people about their lives generally. And Jake with the craziest one of them all. Maybe at the end you'll rate them 1 to 10 and see if we can get anyone over a 9.
I mean, it's going to be hard to do on my scale, but we're going for not only survival, right? Just fucking crazy good win.
Yeah, just anything. And that's another thing. This is going to be very much, Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to be you, unedited you.
Yeah, so I hope I don't offend because I'm just going to be totally unfiltered. And I say the crazy shit that goes on in my head. So, yeah.
And it's not going to get edited out. So brace yourselves. All right. Also, if you're listening to this, or you've listened to Blink, comment on Jake's socials with like questions that you may have that you want answered on this pod, and we'll try to get to them. If they're good, if they're juicy, don't give us a shitty one. We'll get it on this pod.
Miracle Man, no E, 31. No E, not because I'm fucking stupid, because it was taken. You believe that shit?
31?
No. Miracle Man.
Right, but Miracle Man 31 was taken?
I think so, on Reddit, at least.
That's insane.
Because that's all I did.
All right, let's do it. So I'm going to ask some questions. Ask me questions if you have any banter. Let's talk. So
it's buggy. That's why I keep wiping my nose. So if it falls out, just either.
We'll watch it.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it drop. all right, first question. Blink, it was a lot. It's been going on for the last 3 months plus. It was supposed to only be 3 months, but plus for a number of reasons we'll get into. How are you feeling now that Blink is wrapped? What's up? What's going on in the mental?
Dude, it's been like this roller coaster of a journey all the way through. I was pumped because it's finally this part of the story I was like waiting to tell. It came out and then I got depressed and then I felt better. And then, you know, I'm just like at a bar in Vegas and people like are like, oh, I follow you on social. I know who you are. And I start get recognized, which is like cool, but also I'm paranoid because, you know, mainly my ex-wife and the fact that I can't really run away. So anyone that wants to fuck with me can. So it's, you know, an adjustment, but I'm on to the next thing, obviously.
So when people recognize you, and first of all, it's not like I've been with you. I love when you say this because it's not like there's like 10 people being like, oh my God, Jake. Oh my God, Jake.
No,
it's
no.
It's like rare every once in a while, but maybe it'll become more. Who knows?
Oh no, dude. It's become more in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
Like damn. Twice yesterday.
From Blank or from socials?
Mainly socials, but then it segues like, oh, I follow you on TikTok and I fucking love Blink, you know?
Damn.
But okay. Like, I'm trying to get a sandwich at Sound Market and like, someone's like, oh, it's you.
So, and are you, like, do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you, like, what's
no,
the...
It's cool, but it's all
when people come up to you and let's say they've heard this, what's your safe word so that they know that you're just coming to say hey and they're not gonna hit you in the back of the head with a brick
or vagina.
Steal all your money. Vagina, that's yeah. The safe word. Yeah. Jesus. All right, that's gonna throw people off.
I know that was the first thing that came into my head, but we can keep it at like hey, that's fine too. Oh, you cut out your audio. I see the lips moving. You never know. My audio is good. I love when I'm not the only one with technical difficulties because...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So your safe word is officially vagina, weirdly. So if you just want to make sure... You're safe approaching Jake. That's the word. So yeah, you talked a bit about like the depression, kind of like how it was crazy that the stuff was all coming out. You're like, what, how are people going to think of me? Probably. How's that? And you mentioned it was like 10 days. Is it like, how you feeling now? Like you feel like you've come out of it or there's still moments of.
Yeah, I came out of it for sure. There's also like when I hear these like really heavy episodes, even though, you know, I was in them and made them, it's not like I forgot. Listening to it back with the music and stuff, it's like, oh, fuck, this actually happened to me. And so that's a lot. But I feel good and it just is what it is and people are going to take it however they take it and... Some are going to like it and some are going to love it. And big portion will probably hate it.
And you're okay with that now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think about like how my life played out and I'm like, fuck, that sucks. But it's a lot better than it was. And frankly, if that bus didn't break down, I wouldn't have met any of these cool people or had this new interesting life. So it's almost like, yeah, I've had like three lives, you know. It's like the life before, the life of a hospital, and then my life now. They're all wildly different.
Was bus breakdown a metaphor for what happened? What do you mean?
No, I mean that's literally how I found my first apartment, you know, a bus broke down. And I mean, fuck, somebody outed where I live on social media, or they tried to get it right. They got it wrong their night. So kind of fuck them. But bus broke down on Causeway Street, and I would have never come in here. And then God knows what happened, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so throughout the course of the pod, it's out there. It's kind of scripted. You know what all episodes are going to be. You recorded most of it, like, ahead of time, some of it throughout. Has anyone, like, reached out that was unexpected? Maybe it was expected. Like, what happened through the course of those, what's now, like, 4 months?
Yeah, so me and Philly, it's a blank, we're really trying to get, you know, now my wife's name is totally out there, which is fucking crazy too, because I, you know, spent 5 years telling my story, but never once outing her full name. And then, you know, her
we'll get to that.
Okay, sorry. So we're trying to get her, but like once it picked up steam, I was like wondering when someone that knew her or like the situation would reach out. And it wasn't until like episode 8, Dude, Where's My Sperm, came out that people that were like connected with me that I kind of forgot about or loosely connected, and then people that knew her reach out. So my sister-in-law, so my ex-wife's brother's baby mama, Lauren, reached out to me. I had never met her because that family is a little fucked in the head. And even though she carried their grandchild, she was like not welcome. So
Ellen's family, not Lauren's family.
Yeah. Ellen Trapp's family.
There we go. Yellow.
I mean, I didn't put
it out there.
Mr. Tatooine fucking guy put it out there. Fucking oops. That was a fuck up.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
She reached out, and she was like, I mean, she straight up was like, God, listening to this, I just feel so validated. I've been saying this for 18 years about this like fucked up family. And then some people reach out that knew her before I got married to her and had like a bad experience with her, and ended up thank you, Attorney Tatooine, because this probably would not have happened without your post that I screenshotted and blew the fuck up. She was like, oh, don't worry, I took her to court and won. So I got connected with her, and she was like, yeah, like all this like fucked up shit happened, she's crazy, and then dropped off the face of the earth. And then next thing I saw on Facebook, like, you were getting married to her, and I was like, fuck. And then somebody else from like San Diego reached out, which, you know, if you get to episode 12, Bad Batch, that will make sense.
Yeah. Crazy. We'll get into this attorney situation, because that's wild in of itself. Tatooine, I'm pretty sure. I like how you call it Tatooine.
I want to call it Tatooine. And honestly, my amazing divorce attorney, Amy Clifford, coined him Tatooine. I believe it's from a cartoon, so that really stuck, and I can't say it the right way.
Yeah. So do you think there's a chance that those people that reached out that you talked to, they'll come on here at some point?
I think 1,000% they're coming on. And sorry, Ellen, you're gonna fucking hate it, but it's, you know, it sucks when you're like a fucking asshole for like years, and then, you know, I'm thinking about the water boy, like, the chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher, you know, that's
and like one. An asshole to a lot of people is clear too, you know, that.
Yeah. And just like odd fucking behavior all around, like very odd.
Yeah. What about, were there any like, so those people who reached out directly, you kind of knew, was there anyone that, were there people that reached out that you don't know that was weird, or like, were there comments like what the on stuff that were weird or unexpected or like out of left field, you know, not just people from her life and yours, but like randos?
I'm sure there were. There's a lot of comments.
I feel like you're screwing me up
for like, I should know something that you're hinting to, but
nah.
But
I know that, I mean, I would go read the comments on your socials and I'd be like, damn, first of all, people are ride or die, which is awesome. Mm. Second of all, some of these comments are just like out of left field. Shout out Darone for some of the wild ones too that I didn't know was him.
Yeah. Shout out Dad, you know. He paid the price. So like, you know, sometimes you can be like, yo, Dad, you should lay off the social media a bit. But I'm like, you know what? He got hit in the head with a bottle. He fell down a flight of stairs. He got evicted from his own home. He like had a restraining order. He couldn't see me when he was dying, when I was dying. So I'm going to let him fucking say whatever.
Let it fly.
Let it fly, you know?
Shout out to him.
D-Bone.
Okay. If you think of any comments along the way, you gotta, gotta come back in.
And not everyone that reached out I knew. Like Lauren actually reached out to Adrian, and like I didn't even realize I ever met her. And then I put it together and I was like, how did this happen? So, and then the girl in San Diego I didn't know, but this other girl, we went to like high school together, but we never hung out. And then also like there is this like weird connection, like, you know, because I was a drug dealer and hustler, and like I used to like pick up weight from this lake that years later I would end up like, it was right next to her parents' house, and the house her parents bought her that so like there's other people that I knew that knew her. Not gonna speak about the dead, but I had a friend who passed away that pretty sure they were like fucking after a miscarriage one night when I was like at the bar and just fucked up.
Damn.
But yeah, you know.
Gotcha. I love that you have your Roku playing in the background.
Should I turn that off? No.
It's there. I'm seeing houses fly by in the background. Okay. All right, you mentioned an attorney. There was a pause and blink for a period of time. Let's talk about it. What happened? I have a recording, by the way, of that situation, but what's the rundown?
Yeah, we should I was angry. I was on
there's some clips in there for sure.
Yeah. They're coming out. Don't worry, guys. They're coming out. So there was this the comments. So it's someone named Deb or Debbie. Her last name was escaping me, but she was like, you know, kind of like, wrong. He's a fucking liar. He's a junk box. All this stuff. And, you know, people were kind of like commenting on the comments. And then she was DMing me to be like, this story's like totally one-sided. And I'm like, okay, well, if you are close with this family, we're trying to get them to come on, you know. And long story short, eventually by episode 8, she was like, oh yeah, like I'm close with Ellen and Ellen wants to come on the podcast. Can you supply me a number and an email? We did that and we didn't hear from Ellen. We heard from an attorney, Todd Tween, who, you know, only called 4 to 6 times in the first 30 minutes, like psychopath. And then, you know, we didn't engage with him and we got my divorce attorney, who knows her in the situation quite well, to reach out to him to figure out what he wants. And basically, you know, it was kind of a defamation claim and, some other things like damages for mental distress, where I'm like, I heard that and I'm like, bitch, you want to talk about damages? Like, Like, look at my brain. Look at, like, you know.
What was the? I mean, when you got the call and you played the voicemail. What was going through your head? I was there for this. It was a little, or I was remote, but I was talking to you.
Yeah,
it was a little wild.
So I was really excited. The great host of Blank Corinne, she was nervous, very nervous. I was just, I'm like, this is good. Like, she now confirms she's listening. And I kind of thought she was going to come on, actually, and shoot herself in the foot. Which there's stuff in the future. Like, the opportunities aren't over, Ellen. Don't worry. You can still come and tell your story. But I was, like, kind of pumped. But then I got annoyed because this lawyer and, like, the cost of it, and it was just like, it's what she does. She just, like, restraining orders and, like, nonsense and waste of court's time and lies, and I'm like, we're racking up a bill. So there was, like, there was pumped, and then there was frustration.
Yeah, so what was like, get into the nuts and bolts of it. Like, you get this call from an attorney. The episodes are supposed to be coming out, like some pretty heavy ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What happened there? Like, what, like, this attorney reaches out, you're like, holy shit, okay, does she have a defamation claim? Doesn't she? You hire an attorney. You need to get the episodes reviewed because you got to just, like, double, triple check.
Future episodes reviewed. Also, we had to review episode 8, Dude, Where's My Sperm? That was the one that really pissed her off. I'm sure every episode.
Why is that? Huh. I wonder.
I mean, something about, like, milking me when I was dying just really struck a chord, you know? So she was like, that didn't fucking happen, even though it certainly did. Like, I'm pretty sure she got pissed with the staff that kept coming in and, you know, she requested to have a sign put on the door, like, do not disturb, even if heart monitor goes off. And I was, like, kind of imagined in that moment, it said milking, do not disturb. Milking in progress.
Like, when you were locked in?
Yeah. And then, you know, I confirmed, like, I'm talking to, like, MGH staff, and they're like, oh, this happened here and there and this wing and that wing. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm getting jerked off left and right all over this bitch.
Crazy.
So
you had to review that. You reviewed the future ones. And at the end of the day, your attorney was like, you're fine. You're in the clear.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the wildest thing was she supplied one document, and this document basically confirmed on January 2nd that assigned by a neurologist or possibly two, I don't know if it was witness or neurologist, that five bullet points. That
two. Pretty sure it was two. It was
two neurologists. Five bullet points that I consented by sticking in my tongue for, like, you know, is it okay we do this? The stuck on my tongue. Even if it kills you, is it still okay? Stuck on my tongue. And then, like, three other ones that were less interesting. And I'm like, I remember when the ethics committee or whoever the fuck it was came in and they were, like, asking, and I'm like, guys, like, and I say in the episode, like, if I could have consented, I probably would have, you know? And
should we pull up the document? Can we do that, yeah, legally?
Please, let's, like, oh, I don't, you know, I mean,
I think, hang on, let me see.
Like, legally, can we? Or
yeah, both. All the, I mean, I definitely can technically, but legally.
Yeah, no. Peter, shout out Peter, Mince 11, fucking right, told me that, yeah, it's my medical record. Let's go, baby.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
But I want to share the one that she supplied.
Yeah, that one.
Had her writing.
With the handwriting all over it.
But yeah, well, you find it. I'm going to keep going on. So it was like kind of wild to me that they were saying I could do this. And the medical records, you know, thank God for AI, because now at this point I could like shuffle through exact timestamps and, you know, get summaries. And my medical records are extremely convoluted. But this doctor, I searched my email for his name. And it came up, and literally we had a conversation, and he's like, we couldn't imagine you were in there. And this was the guy that fucking signed. And he's like, what about the sperm? Like, did we do the right thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, but again, I'm like dying, right? You know, my recollection of this is like, it's right before, it's New Year's Eve, and it's like game time. Like, I'm not supposed to make it. And in my head, I'm like, you know, getting jerked off. And I'm like, shit, man, this is like not the worst way to go out, actually. Yeah.
All right. I have this document. It has.
Come on. We can like blur certain things, right? Be aware about names.
I'm going to try to do it live. The people that want to see this will not hopefully mind the scrubbing that I'm doing.
That's what Ellen was really upset about, was and is really upset about. So basically went through that whole thing. And then it was like, you know, thousands of dollars of waste of time. And also Tatooine. In, you know, we can read the email threads. That's for a game. Like, legally, we can. I mean, he's just a little unhinged. They're like two peas in a pod. They're perfect. They should get married.
I mean, everyone's comments on his Facebook post are like, dude, is this a real attorney? Like, who is this person?
In their shared drive, I've taken screenshots of the stories. Like, story responses I've got, and they're fucking gold.
All right. That was quick work. Ready? I'm sharing this thing.
Sure.
Hopefully I didn't. Can you see it?
Oh, fuck yeah. Love it.
Okay.
What are you redacting for listeners out there?
Names. Name, like, names, and there's, like, phone. There's like random phone numbers and stuff on here.
Yeah. We know my following likes to call numbers. Shout out Tatooine. He probably had to change his number.
Did it just go away?
Yeah.
All right. Let's find one more name. Another name. Pause.
I do think it's fair game to share, though. Give me a name.
Names of doctors, though?
Yeah. I do. It's my medical record.
Yeah, I don't know if I
can
share publicly. Okay.
Dude, I see a name.
This is it. Yeah, which name do you see?
Jacob fucking Handel. I like that
one. Yeah, too.
Yeah.
And you see the first name of someone else. So, I mean, look at this thing. First of all, it's like, is this real? Who knows? Don't know? You never know. But
when I
somehow on January 3rd, this is January 3rd, 2018. From what you can recall and from what your dad can recall, you're locked in as fuck. True or false? True.
True. Right? 100%.
Like, you're not giving consent. It's probably why it took this long for – and somehow doctors signed off on her wish.
Yes, and it's because she is so convincing. The will, the living will, which I just want to make clear, I never had one. So she said she had one, but and made one, and they brought it in, and they deemed it not valid. But still, yeah, I'm locked in as fuck.
And in this period of time when this lawsuit situation was happening, you were going through all your medical records to, like, see if this stuff existed, what timelines were, et cetera, to, like, track it all down.
And they are extremely convoluted. There are times where I'm fluctuating between states of consciousness, but like time and time again, there's reference to like, he's not in there. Speech is like, you know, he's not there. And like, this is all before hospice, by the way. So I was supposed to die Christmas. They said I wouldn't make it till Christmas. Then I made it. They were like, the new year. He won't make it to the new year. But by the way, the milking, which I'm going to call it the milking till I die, started before Christmas.
Right.
This,
and that's what you're talking. And addition, like, look at, I mean, just what kind of hospital medical record has he wanted to have semen collected and frozen, which is initialed by her, by the way.
Because right? It's powerful.
Are those her initials? Those are her initials. EA or E.
E.
Maybe it looks like ET.
She's from another
EH.
I don't know.
Who knows? E-T. Right? And then so that he could have a child with his wife / frozen for future use by his wife. Which, what does that mean?
His
wife may exercise all rights to his sperm after his death. All rights to your sperm after your death, handwritten.
She wrote like, that in there to show to the Lord.
100%, yeah. Right?
I mean, this is just
what and who would sign off on that to just allow you to use the semen for whatever purpose that someone wants? That's like diabolical. Like, for what purpose?
It's diabolical. I mean, I might have 25 kids out there, and now I used to have a joke with my brother. Because my disease is leukocytic encephalopathy. And I would say, you know, in broken fucking voice, like, I would say, I don't want the leuko baby.
This sentence that has shit written in here says, it used to say he wanted to have semen collect. So this is all saying that he did stick out his tongue to say that he wanted to have a child. He wanted to have semen collected so that he could have a child with his wife. He wanted his child to be the guardian. Even in the event of his death, he wanted to have a child and have his wife be the guardian. And then he accepted the risk of precipitating autonomic storming in the event of producing ejaculate. Meaning, like, you're cool dying if you can.
I mean, as I said, I was supposed
to. And she wrote in. Someone wrote in. We don't know if it's her. Somebody wrote in. Collected and frozen. So that he could have a child with his wife / frozen for future use by his wife, and that his wife may exercise all rights to his sperm after his death.
Yeah. It only took like 15 months to get the sperm back.
Absolutely.
Diabolical.
Bananas.
Yeah.
I honestly hadn't read that full handwritten.
Neither.
Had you? Right?
No.
Dude, that's actually crazy.
She's fucking on another planet, which
holy shit.
Other people that know her have literally said to me, like, she's on another planet, you know.
Dude, froze, and the slash is so that she can use it however she wants. What does that mean? What else would you do with someone's sperm?
I mean, my imagination just went somewhere. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
I'm just picturing her with turkey baster, like, fucking one of her friends, and court. Dude, I might have
or like asking if some other woman will have the kid so that she can like have a kid laying around.
This might be the kid would be how old, Justin? If she did
2018, January.
Yeah.
It's 2025. Seven.
Fuck.
Seven years old.
I miss you, little buddy. I'm sorry that this happened.
Don't say that because it might still be out there based on that fucking shit. And if it's real or not, who knows?
I love.
But the fact that the hospital, a living will was brought into the hospital, but it was deemed not valid. Correct? Meaning like she forged a living will for you, brought it into the hospital, and they were like, this is not a valid document.
Yeah, and signed it her because she's power of attorney, but they're like, you just wrote this on a piece of paper. Like, I'm telling you right now, when I was diagnosed, she had a little tiff and like went to Seattle to see Justin. I hope you're still alive and well. Still haven't heard from him. Went to see him, came back, And when she came back, she was like, you know, the topic came up once of me. And like, I could still talk. I was like sick. And, you know, if we had done it all and did the paperwork and everything, like, great. But we never did. And I never had a will. So like, this was new to me. I'm like,
so when they went to go at your divorce thing, when they went to go destroy it, did they destroy the quantity that they had received? Or like, do you know if they did for sure?
No, these fuckers, cryogenic place, wouldn't like communicate. Cause I was like, Amy, like, how much is there? Was any used, you know? And they were just like, what we have has been destroyed. And they would never talk. We reached out, Corinne reached out on Blink. They never talked. I know. No, I mean, I.
So you don't know for sure. And also, like, even if it was destroyed, you can't be certain that some of it wasn't taken somewhere else, blah, 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 because it was Ellen's
she did
sperm, technically.
She did move it once when.
How do you know? To where?
I think it was in Boston Cryogenics. And then we got the court order, Amy did. And then they were like, oh, sorry, we don't have it. It's been moved. And then.
And that's it?
Yeah. And then I'm like trying to think like where else could it be? So I'm on Google with help. I'm still in a fucking hospital bed. The fingers are like stuck in my fucking palms. And I'm like, Eli, use this fucking laptop. Like type in cryogenic places near her. You know what? I don't even give a fuck. She lives in, family lives in Hudson. So I'm like cryogenics around there. So there's New England cryogenics in Marlboro. I'm like, maybe it's there. We call there. Yep, they have it. Fucking bitch.
Okay, then did they
finally
burn it?
Finally.
Did they burn it though?
I know.
But you can't be certain that the quantity that they burned or whatever was the quantity that they received.
No, and all I know is I was like,
and they didn't tell you it's this many vials or this many whatever cups.
And all I know is my memory is being jerked off multiple times a day. And it, like, a lot of it wasn't viable. I kept hearing medical staff saying, sorry, it's not viable. Like, and they're like freaking out about it being done. And then, so I've no idea, but I was being jerked out a lot. So there's a lot of J Candle splooge. Yeah.
Crazy. I'm glad we pulled that doc up because it's insane. And you and I read parts that we had previously read that are handwritten in there.
Yeah.
And, which is weird that we didn't, by the way, read that.
Before. There was too much going on.
There's too much going on.
And like also my eyes just aren't really great nowadays. I'm like, dude,
Eyes and fingies.
I did this thing where I blink. So I only have one eye, and that helps me like focus. It might be age, it might be everything that happened to me. And another good thing to pull up would be the first email where it's like Tatooine is quoting the episode. It's just really funny.
Yeah. I don't think I have that one, but we can do that on a future one.
Okay.
There's
so much.
As long as it doesn't violate attorney-client privilege. That's the.
Well, yeah. No, he said it's fair game.
That email?
Yeah. Everything he wrote on paper, on, well, digital paper is fair game.
We'll confirm. Crazy.
One of my favorite quotes from him was when I posted his post, and he goes, quote, to my lawyer, Handel insists on causing mayhem and confusion by posting my copyrighted logo and Facebook material. That was, I just love the word mayhem. You know that? Confusion and mayhem. Yeah, that's my goal.
Who do you think caused the mayhem?
Yeah, right.
For sure, went nuts. Yeah. Nuclear.
Nuclear. I mean, he shut down all his.
And it was a public post on his public Facebook page. It's fair game. Like, you can screenshot that.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's public. You can do whatever you want.
Please come on.
Yeah, it's on you.
I mean, I reached out and you didn't like that either. So, but we
love to have you on.
Yeah.
Love to have you. Okay. And to, I mean, so no, did you before, like, did you have people from her side that, so to wrap that up, basically that happened, attorney reviewed everything, everything's fine. no actual suit was brought.
No, just a big waste of time. There was a
ceremony. Money.
Oh, money, yeah. Fucking yeah. Money that,
yeah,
that I don't have.
You're out here rebuilding.
Yeah.
You know?
But there was a settlement offer. The settlement offer was public apology.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hard no. Second was revisions of everything. Defamatory corrections. But, you know, her brilliant lawyer didn't even define what was defamatory. So my guy's like, well, I don't know what they want to do with that because they're not even taking the time to say what they is defamatory. And the third was $7,500 for mental distress. And
oh, there was an actual number associated with it? I only saw it. You told me about just damages.
First of all, I wouldn't give her 75 cents if she had to, like, take a bus. Also, like, dumbass, like, how about ask for 100K? Or, like, 200? Like, still yeah, the answer.
What a weird number. No. And, dude, the other thing that's crazy is now having heard, like, people from the past, blah, 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 talk about her, like, the number of times this woman has, like, involved lawyers, been in court, had other people in court, she's been in court, your dad, everyone's been in court is like mind-boggling to me. Like, how does someone, like, that means, I don't know what that means. It means that you're like, you know, you somehow, like, you think you can convince the legal system, you can convince individuals, you think you can convince the legal system that you're right even when you're not.
We got to get T-Bone on here because she did convince Worcester, like the DA, in his words. She had them eating at the palm of her hand, and she is that convincing, which is why she was able to take so much sperm from a dying man. And then also
at the risk of him dying, like,
yeah, well, I was supposed to die anyway. So, you know,
yeah, but like, then, like, imagine a world where she's jerking you off and you die. That's literally the last memory that she'll ever have. I mean, holy shit.
I mean, you know, if you got to go still, like, I would take that over a brick to the head.
Sure, but, like, think about that from her perspective. She's going to actively the risk of her actually potentially killing you by jerk off, and that's how your life ends for her. For you, got it. Weird. It was all weird anyway. Her, dude. And she has to live with that for the rest of her life. Like, what?
Yeah.
Diabolical, dude.
Yeah.
Diabolical.
Crazy. Yo.
And for doctors to even sign off on that thing, even if you had the capacity to stick out your tongue, which everyone is saying you didn't, and doctors are like, you like, there's no way that's insane. It's like, it's suicide. It's potential suicide. Like, who would say, yeah, that's a good thing to do that.
Imagine reverse roles. Imagine if I'm like, you know, she's in the bed and I'm like, yeah. So maybe there's time and like I'm just gonna like plow her real fast.
Oh, dude, that's no.
I know, but like in that situation, they'd be like, what the fuck? They probably assassinate me on
assassinate.
Like, but that, you know, Corinne brought that up. Cause I was kind of like, you know, whatever, you know, and she was like, no, like imagine the reverse of that, and I'm like, yeah, like that wouldn't have, like,
crazy. So long story short, nothing happened there.
Nothing happened there. Mark. I'm still waiting.
Clearly that attorney doesn't represent her anymore. We're wondering if he fired her because she's like, he's like, this chick's crazy, or she's like, she didn't get what she might have wanted to bring something, and he's like, you don't have anything to bring. I can't.
Or she was like, how fucking dare you pull out my last name?
No, because it definitely happened. Like, he probably put that out there. I'm sure it happened because I think, like, the next episodes came out in between that period. And when he then said, I don't represent her anymore, he probably just didn't even delete it. You know what I mean? It was probably up there. He just didn't delete it. It was a month ago.
No one saw it. I was the first one that liked it. Why do
you? No, dude, I sent it to you. I sent it to you. I sent you the screenshot.
Right,
bro.
But no one, I mean, I'm saying no one saw
it. No one else saw it. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
like.
And that's why he probably didn't think anything of it, because right. He probably forgot about it.
But
so my point is, I bet he posted that, and then after the fact, independent of that post, he either fired her or she fired him, like guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying there's a world
he fired her.
She never saw, never knew of the post until I
totally. Totally. Yeah. Of course. No, she didn't, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, guaranteed.
I guarantee you she's out cruising the streets, sucking dick.
Dude, I remember seeing that post. I saw that post because I was like, I went and looked this guy up again. I went to his Facebook and I was like, and I was scrolling the thing and I was like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
Her name is out there. His name's there. This is a public Facebook page.
I've never heard her name. Never.
Insane.
She is actively looking for a new lawyer. Me, it's not over. Me hearing from
this one. So that's stay tuned.
Courts.
Stay tuned here, because there's going to be a lot more coming for sure. Interspersed with other people's crazy stories, but yours is very much a living, breathing.
Yeah. So. I want to say one more thing before we wrap. This woman has been so good at scrubbing her existence from the internet. Time and time again. I don't know how you can become that talented. I mean, obviously, I had trouble getting on the link. So, you know, I couldn't do it. But
I think this is going to start, by the way, with you on the phone trying to figure out how to get onto the podcast. And
that's a really good look for Ahoy. Oh, Jake, technology company, fucking moron.
Yeah.
Yeah, people want to see what you look like, Ellen. If you type your name into Google, it's all like ex-wife, wife picture, fucking.
We're gonna get ourselves into trouble on this podcast talking about this.
Yeah, we should we should probably get some insurance, should we?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the only thing that's gonna happen is Ellen's gonna want $7,500 and or just who knows.
I probably would have covered her attorney fees in a minute. Okay.
We're getting it.
That was crazy. That was crazy. That doc, I can't believe it that existed like that.
The slash, right. Dude. The slash.
End of, you never know. Because so coming up next on the future pods, here's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into some, Jake's theories on what actually happened. How it actually happened. What went on, what motives were, etc. That's coming in number two. In number three, we're going to be bringing on people from his past life. And in number two, we're going to hopefully bring on people from her past life and have this discussion about motives, what actually happened. Episode three, what happened in his previous life, the drugs, the locked in, hopefully with people close to him. I think that's probably locked in.
And then Big A will come on. She had a crazy fucking story too.
We'll see if you can convince her to tell it.
Yeah.
Got it. And that's it for the first episode of You Never Know. Let us know. Drop some comments on social with questions you have. We'll ask them in future episodes. And as always, You Never Know is sponsored by Ahoy.
And Jake Candle Productions.
Jake Candle Production.
And no, I got nothing. I was gonna drop one of your
download Ahoy. See if you have accessibility needs, you need to figure out where to get in the world. Ahoy is your one stop shop to help do that.
Fucking right.
I'll make a ad read for it in the future, a proper one.
Get Mr.
And if you're interested in sponsoring, reach out. jcandle.com to find us there.
Yeah, maybe Narcan can be our sponsor, or I don't know.
Yep. All right, what's your sign off for You Never Know?
Maybe I'll leave you with the interesting thought I had today in the gym.
Perfect. Maybe it'll always be an interesting thought, and then we're gone.
Interesting thought. Oh, man, I just, you know, I'm thinking about the 94% female audience I tracked, which is seriously what I was thinking half an hour before we did this. I think my balls are they've never hung so low. Like, they're just, I'm just getting old, I think. They're just not, you know, they're just like a little more hang to them. That's my thought.
Outro music. See you next week.